Today, let us discover what causes stress. It is perhaps an accepted fact that stress is usually brought on by outside forces. This is so ingrained in most people's mindsets that the slightest inconvenience or signs of being pushed out of the comfort zones will get some negative reactions from the body, and that would be considered stress. Generally, outside forces are blamed for the internal turmoil that stress is supposed to cause. When life in general does not unfold the way we perceive it should, determines the stress level we experience. The element that needs to be controlled is becoming to attach to the acceptance that this disturbs the usual pattern in a daily life cycle, in that any changes in the current cycle are not so accommodated. Therefore, conditioning the mind to cope and overcome the circumstance that are perceived to contribute to the stress will then allow the individual to better help both body and mind to avoid any unnecessary conditions. Stressful thinking leads to stressful feeling. It is the most simplistic way of putting the condition into some perspective. Most studies tend to show this conclusively, and it does seem to be true that on some unconscious level, the extent of the stress felt is connected to the circumstances experienced. We can actually cause stress to be a condition within the body, as our worries, fears, and anxiety level are elevated by mental perceptions. Negativity in the mind is closely connected to the onset of stress, and most individuals somehow have the ability to convince the mind of things that have actually not unfolded. Will not it be possible to be so? But with this conditioning, the mind and body will work almost hand in hand to bring out the stress levels from within. Therefore, getting into the habit of negative thinking will spark this response, and the more it progresses to be a common reaction, the lesser the chances are to enable the body to cope with the onslaught. Some of the more common signs of stress are nervousness, withdrawal, constant tiredness, frequent headaches, increased use of alcohol, smoking, and other unhealthy habits, an unexpected loss or increase in the diet intake or body weight, restless sleep, irrational emotional outbursts, and behavior patterns. There are all indications of an individual suffering from a high level of stress. In recent times, the stress levels of most people have been so alarming that more often than not, hospitalization has to be recommended, where complete rest and medication is prescribed to normalize the body systems. Research has also been able to show that life expectancies have reduced drastically due to the presence of stress. Therefore, the idea behind managing the stress is all about gaining control over the stress, which should be to identify and address the possible causes of the stress, and then work towards ways to overcome it effectively. And once the symptoms can be identified and linked to stress condition, then the proper approach can be matched to the symptoms to improve the situation. This would require the individual to have a clear plan drawn, which would be based of combating the stress occurrences with a very practical and proven methods. These methods may include the use of a proper diet, exercise, or the actual physical change of environment. Being able to focus on a holistic view of the situation that causes stress rather than the one particular actions that triggers it. It will help the individual better understand and seek ways to avoid or improve on the circumstances that spark the onset of stress.